All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Don't tell me what to do. To Greenbox Gaming, plays Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. My name is Joe. That voice there was my good friend Dace playing Benji. Say hi.
What's the phonetic alphabet thing for D?
Delta. Yeah.
Can you spell out my name with the phonetic alphabet?
Delta Alpha Charlie Echo.
Oh, that's so sexy.
That's Jean playing Benedict as well.
I'm good. Hi. We don't need my name in the phonetic alphabet.
You don't want me to spell something phonetically for you?
Only if you do it as Elmo.
As Elmo
all said. Would you like me?
India.
Golf?
India. Alpha November.
November. Elmer Lawson.
And of course, our good friend, Brad Plainhane.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bear, why radical, is... asshole dude.
Me?
You nailed it. That's the phonetic alphabet, according to
this. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Oh.
What were you going to ask, Brad?
Bonkers.
I'm sure we've already talked about this. But why is... So, it's Delta because it's a Delta Triangle. But why is... What's the significance of the 3-point? There's like 3 tenets to Delta Green.
Oh, why is Delta Green specifically Delta?
Yeah.
I actually do not have a good answer for this whatsoever.
Got him.
It's probably in the handler's guide, which is
That's
right
probably
here.
The first thing they teach you, or any competent handler.
Right. The good handlers... The good handlers know this kind of stuff because they're good at what they do.
I'm not in that category.
Where does the green come from?
I'm gonna have to go read this now because I'm just like, why is it Delta Green? Actually, I just don't know. I think that it originally started as like, and this might be off base. I think it's kind of like, it's just like a code name. Like, it's not, like, I don't think it is anything specific. I think it's kind of like, what was the CIA operation where they gave people acid and tried to study them to see if they could use it to...
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra, yeah. Like, it's, you know, like, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just a code name.
Mortal Kombat Ultra. I have a theory that the author of Delta Green, his dog's name was Delta, and his favorite color was green.
Huh.
What do we think about that?
It's the leading hypothesis right now.
It's the best hypothesis we have.
I don't know. The top Google search just says the organization takes its name from a World War II era code name.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. It's good to know that you can just find it on the internet. That's great. And that's Brad Maybe. Looking into the background lore that he shouldn't be looking into.
Have you tried looking for impossible landscapes?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and Google... Impossible.
Is it really impossible, though? Because we're doing
How it. Impossible?
It's...
It doesn't feel impossible.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. It doesn't feel impossible.
It seems like you guys are doing just fine.
Quite possible
just
landscapes.
Fine landscapes.
Quite possible landscapes.
TM.
Yeah.
Tango Mike.
Yeah. Well, how... This banter is kind of meandering a little bit today, but how are you guys doing overall? Last time we talked about how my house is full of cookie cutter bullshit that feels like it has no life or soul.
Live, laugh, love.
You're not far off.
That goes in the kitchen.
Well, there was a bit where my realtor's working with me, like, she came in to like check out the place before we were getting ready for an open house, and she's like, she just kind of looked around with this like. This look of disgust, like, no one can live like this. Like, even the realtor's just like, ugh. But it's just a thing. But, so that's what I'm doing. How are you guys doing? You guys got anything going on, of note?
Really? That's the question? I miss the days where you came prepared with a question up top.
My life has been hell.
How are you doing, bullshit?
My life has been hell recently.
Oh, you're going first, I see.
Yeah. It's been a hard time. You know, I just say it's just good to check in with my friends. The listeners, for those listening, We are actually friends.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it.
You wouldn't think it from the way that Jean talks to these guys.
Didn't you say... Sorry, separate banter topic. You mentioned that they published an asset pack for Reverberations.
Yeah, after you were done with it.
I want to get it
anyway. One thing I... Yeah, it's on... They have it on Roll20. I think they have it on Foundry, too. If there's anything that I do really like about the Arc Dream crew, which, you know, the people who published Delta Green, is they seem very, very interactive with the people, and that they're always like trying to put out new assets. They're always trying to do new stuff to actually support people playing.
That works for me because I've been taking all of our audio recordings and just training versions of you as bots. And I'm going to rerun Delta Green Reverb with a more competent crew of people. And we're going to have Louis.
With an AI crew.
It's going to be more competent Louis. No, but we will enjoy the assets.
Ouch.
Yeah. No, that is... there's actually a... like a Delta Green, like a... What would you call it? Like a community creators kind of... Discord channel where the folks over at Arc Dream are like, they're on there and they're always communicating with us about, you know, their projects, or people are sharing about their projects that they're doing, you know, in the community. It's a neat little community. Like, I don't know, like, is the Dungeons and Dragons community, do the creators actually speak to each other, or is it like, are there so too many of them to do it, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a good question. I don't know either. When are you going to write your own DG module?
That's still going to be this summer. I have a rough outline of what I want to be happening and the direction that I definitely have a beginning, a middle, and an end as far as, like, this is what's going on behind the scenes. This is what it's going to look like when the agents get there. And this is going to be the typical kind of progression to get to the end.
That's pretty much it. That's already written.
Yeah.
You just got to put it on paper.
The rest of it's going to be
chaos. Winged.
Yeah. You can't plan for anything else besides that.
Exactly.
Yeah. What you just described.
Well, I would like to write it in a way that's similar to the way that the modules are, or the way the operations are written. I would like to write it in a way that's in keeping with that theme. I was told that Delta Green or Arc Dream doesn't accept external writers, that they don't really do that.
Well, they haven't heard yours yet.
I don't know about that, but even if I just put it out there, just like on a, you know, just publicly, just for people to have as a, you know, just like a fan-made scenario, fair enough. You know, like I'm not trying to get paid for this. That's not the point whatsoever. Like, I had this idea burning in my head. I'm like, I want to run this for these guys, and I want to write it and make it like a good product, just because I think it'd be a fun project.
Oh, that's cool. It's very open source of you, Joe. I like it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think it'd be a lot of fun. So I do need to ask you guys a question about it. How much furry stuff is too much in the operation, do you think?
And here we are.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
And speaking of furries, last time in the Hotel Broad Albin, you guys found out that, you know, there are no conventions, there are no furry conventions going on right now. But you guys did begin to investigate a little bit into what's going on. The team has found their way into Hotel Broad Albin. Fucking Hank is still dying. I believe what did he say last time? Was it I'm literally dying? Was that it?
Yep.
Hank is still literally dying. But you guys have found your way. You made even better friends with Charlie or Guido, who's the elevator operator. And also had an interesting interaction with Elmer Lawset, the general manager of the Hotel Broad Albin. Elmer Lawset. Down at the front desk, you guys mentioned the labyrinth to him, and that seemed to spark something. He told you guys to come see him. And this is all after Benji observed something odd out the window. A man entering some type of strange chamber which seemed to gas him on purpose. Only to be hauled away. You guys seem to be in a strange place in a strange time in this strange hotel. And when where we left off last time was you guys entering room 616, so seemingly the room of this J.C. Linz. And kind of looking around, you did discover that Roger Caroon is apparently a dirty plagiarist, which you guys already had reason to dislike him, and now you have even more. So... but last time we left off with you guys here in the room, kind of trying to get an idea of where you're going to go. So, what are you going to do now?
Anybody got any ideas?
Is there anybody in the bathroom? Hello? Knocks on the bathroom.
Bathroom door's open. There's no one there.
Still knocks. Polite.
Well, there is a mirror.
No!
Yes, there is.
I thought that's what you were looking for.
I forgot. I forgot about mirrors.
I don't know why you keep avoiding the mirrors, honestly. Like, I don't know what you're so damn afraid of.
Okay.
I'm just going
to
put...
Can we take bets on what's about to happen?
The other guys...
Okay, there's a scene about to unfold since he went into the bathroom.
Something's about
and
to happen.
He looked in the mirror, or he's going to look
the
in the mirror.
The other guys are there, though.
Pause it.
No, Benedict sure. gets to do this one alone.
No, but I want to, like, guys, I have
you want
this,
to punish them too.
I have this issue with mirrors, and there's a mirror in here, and I'm not happy about it.
I don't remember that happening. Write? I remember you going into the bathroom.
There. Well, I was evolving it, seeing as though the door was open.
Hmm.
I have written down what I think will happen. It's this. But you can't see it.
We couldn't
now
see
let
it.
The scene unfold. I will hold my hands up so you can see I'm not now writing. Now go ahead and narrate the scene, Joe.
Okay. You are standing there, and as you enter in, and maybe you push the shower curtain to the side, make sure there's no one in there. You thought you saw your reflection pass by the mirror, and as you stop and turn, you realize that you, or maybe even you kind of, in a weird way, are looking at your reflection, but it's blurry. And as you turn and look, the figure also turns toward Benedict. But then it shifts and moves as it stands there. It's humanoid. Whatever it is, like it has that shape. It is not your reflection, and it is fuzzy. It is out of focus. And in fact, as Benedict looks at it, he feels like the rest of his vision almost like shaking. It seems like the only thing that's stable is this blurry, out of focus figure in the mirror. What do you do?
Can I reach for, is there something in the scene? Can I grab a heavy toilet brush and try smash the mirror?
Well, there might be like a toothbrush. I don't know if there's a toilet brush toilet in a hotel brush. Bathroom. Like, there might be like a.
Have I got? I've got like my weapons on me.
Brushers.
Idiot.
You do?
Idiot. Unsheaths the rifle from his back and tries to smash the mirror.
Okay. Quick question. How long have you had this rifle sheath?
It was a...
Shing!
Like as with the cement.
As you pull...
It's very Mad Max.
It is. Like an anime.
I forget.
Speaking of which, the new one comes out on the 24th.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Did y'all know about this?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking stoked.
Yeah.
But that's a different conversation.
It's fine. He takes the... I obviously haven't been in the military, but he takes the fucking thing around his shoulder and fiddles with it, and obviously he doesn't have weapon training and clumsily tries to smash the mirror.
You're gonna try to like butt stroke the mirror, basically like break the mirror.
If that's the technical term for it, I will butt stroke the mirror.
Yes. When you say it like that, it sounds weird. Well,
where's Elmer? He seems like weird. A man that would be interested in a good butt stroke.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Sounds like some butt stroke going get on in here.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
He's like, close the door. No, not you. As you go and as Benedict lifts up the rifle, it's about to strike the mirror with the butt of the rifle. The figure reaches out a hand.
Oh,
and you hear like a no. And just as, like, you strike the mirror and it shatters.
Jesus.
And I imagine you guys are standing there and you guys are startled for a moment. But I figure, like, at this point, you're just like, oh, that's Benedict. He's probably breaking the mirror again. Like, it's just part and parcel for old Benedict at this point.
So unsettling.
Hank will, like, step. So Hank will pick his head in there. Even, Benedict, I'm. Maybe it's best if we don't trash this man's room. I mean, we could. It seems like we're kind of here for the long haul, and I wouldn't want to make an enemy out of someone.
It's like Hank basically came around. It's like, do you fucking mind? Like,
Hank, there's something in the mirrors. There's something in the mirrors.
Hank, there's nothing in the mirrors.
Don't listen to whoever that is. There's something in the mirrors.
We've all had a long 20 years, Benedict, I understand.
It's been a longer 20 years than it should have been.
No, you don't understand. Didn't you... I can't remember if Hank mentioned this to us. I think he did. We went into the bathroom of this exact room. And saw something in the mirror.
Well, Benji went there.
I thought it was Hank.
No, Benji swam in the room, right?
Yeah. No, I'm talking right. of something different. When Hank heard something in a room, there was like a noise in the room in the toilet, and then he went in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was.
Oh,
this.
You're talking about
that did happen.
You're talking about the box in the Boxer Hotel. Yeah, the mannequin. Yeah. That looked just like him.
Mm-hmm. Hank, yeah. you know, there's something in the mirrors.
It wasn't in the mirror, though. It was just in the bathtub.
You know this stuff in
it
the
It wasn't
toilet.
In the mirror. It was just the bathtub. Listen, we're probably going to see a lot of fucked up shit here in this alternate reality, Carcosa, wherever we are. But let's just please not trash people's rooms till we know what exactly is going on in this hellhole.
Hank?
Maybe should we have like a code word if we see some fucked up shit so we know, like, if I see something I say the code word and y'all know not to look at it.
Yeah. What it should it be?
Like a
Elma Law set.
Meatball.
Meatball. I like that.
I don't know. We're workshopping. Meatball. We could do something
meatball.
Else.
Alright.
This Hank
lozenge.
Event was a Listen, meatball Benedict situation. Someone. It's like foobar, but food related.
I get it.
Beef and cheddar.
Beef and
if
cheddar.
If you see something in the mirror again, just yell meatball, and we'll all come in to help you. Don't destroy anything. Don't shoot anybody.
I can't promise that, Hank.
Kind of like beef and cheddar. How do we feel about beef and cheddar?
That's fine. Meatball, beef and cheddar's a bit long, Benji, but...
I think I might be hungry. When's the last time we ate?
It's been weeks.
Have we ever eaten in this
it
game?
It was at Arby's forever ago.
Right.
Remember Arby's?
How are we not dead?
Let's
remember
maybe
Arby's.
Maybe write a nice note and say sorry about the mirror. And then let's
Hank.
Go downstairs and see if we can talk to Elma about this labyrinth situation.
Hank, for as long as you've known me, I smash things. It's my thing. You don't
it
want
is
me to
part
do my
and
thing.
Parcel.
I just am always hopeful that you might change. I guess.
Ouch.
Wow.
Cutting words.
So I've got Hank as a bond. I know Hank is a soulless fucking automaton, and he didn't get any bonds from that encounter, but I've got him as a bond.
I did. Oh, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck, Hank? That was off base. You need to apologize right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We gotta stick together.
That's okay.
We're all we got in this.
I know you're not gonna be a lot around long, Hank.
Hank
coughs up blood.
Hank bleeds.
Hank bleeds. All right, let's get out of this bathroom. There's nothing left for us here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to do in this room? Well, I mean,
no.
What are you guys doing?
I want to roll a search check before you get out of here.
Okay.
Like 616. Like this is. Have you already drained it dry? I don't know. I'm just gonna roll a search check. And that's a failure. Very anticlimactic. All right.
Yep. You find some gum.
Big Red.
Yeah, does Benji like...
Great.
Does Benji like Big Red?
Yeah, he's a Big Red man.
Okay, it's not Big Red.
It's double bubble trash.
Right.
Throws it in the toilet.
Okay.
Shoots it with a shotgun. Walks out.
All right. You guys... Are you guys
Can
going to...
I do want to... I do want to leave him a note and be like, sorry about the mirror.
Hey, sorry.
Who are you writing to? Are you using that typewriter?
JC.
Yeah. You ding! You pull the typewriter over, you pull the thing over and start typing.
Was there anything in the typewriter, by the way?
Yeah, there was little, like I said, there was like kind of like little excerpts of, you know, kind of what looks like bits of the King in Yellow, but it looks unfinished, unrefined. Like it's, you know, it's like a rough draft of a rough draft kind of thing.
But in all seriousness, I just want to leave notes saying that Hank is looking for you. Sorry about the mirror.
This guy's gonna
leave our room.
This guy's gonna get here and be like, "Who the fuck is Hank?
Why did you fuck up my mirror?
Why did you destroy my mirror? This guy Hank sucks." Okay, so yeah, you leave a note. Leave a note. Yep. You can leave it on the bed or, you know, or whatever you want. No problem.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the lobby.
Yeah.
To Elmer.
Should we take the stairs? I don't know if I can handle more Charlie.
Is there stairs?
No. Charlie's our ally. He's on our side.
He's something, all right.
Yeah.
Joe is nodding.
He's your ally.
I don't trust that sound. All right.
He's your ally. You guys want to try to find some stairs? Or do you just want to go to the elevator?
No, that's just...
Hank, can you actually walk? I don't think he can walk. 600.
Can you
need a piggyback?
Can you carry me? That would be very helpful.
Well, you guys were given that wheelchair. You could actually just load him up in that old school wheelchair and roll him around.
No, let's just take the elevator down to the bottom. Okay. And are we gonna ask Elmer about the labyrinth, or are we gonna try and make sure that we get our room with a view over the lake?
Both.
I like it.
Hmm.
All right, let's do it.
We need results, damn it.
Charlie! Right. it's as if he was summoned. You know, it's you suddenly hear,
are they
you
any,
know, the sound.
Are there any demons in charge of elevators in Demon Web 101? Great commander of legion of verticality.
I'll pencil it in right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you as if summoned, Charlie, the elevator comes grinding from above, you know, a bit too quickly. Like, it kind of makes a very sudden stop. Charlie's kind of jolted, but seems to still kind of manage it. And he's there, old Charlie himself. Where to, gentlemen?
The lobby.
Oh, all right. Lobby it is. Nope, and he, you know, and this guy's ancient. And again, he kind of finagles this thing. Maybe he actually has to take his other hand and put it up there too and kind of just give it just the right touch as you guys enjoy a rather smooth ride all the way down to the lobby. As you guys are going down, and where are you folks from?
England.
Well,
England, Mississippi.
Georgia.
Is England in Mississippi?
Close. Right next door.
Oh, okay. That's neat. You should come see me sometime. I would love to. I'd love to make some tea. Tea?
Did you say tea?
I did.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Yes, I could use a cup of tea.
Well listen. Room 2. The second
one. I might regret asking this, but where are you at from? Whereabouts, Charlie? Besides the Hotel Broad, surely you were somewhere before you were here.
Oh, grew up right here in New York City.
Ah, so we... This is still considered New York City.
What else would it be considered?
New York City of the United States.
That's
the
word,
correct?
Of the United States. The United Federated States.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Of America.
Federated States.
Of America.
Well, I don't think people usually say the whole thing at once, but sure.
As you can tell, I'm dying. I'm just trying to make sure I still...
You look like... By the way...
As did you find the doctor?
I did!
Oh.
He'll... He's busy right now. He'll come to your room later. Later tonight.
That is...
What if, theoretically, what if we change rooms and get a lakeside
view? Oh, don't worry, I know where you are.
That's a little unsettling.
Also, can you give us a brief 300-year history of the United Federated States, just real succinct-like?
Oh, look, the lobby! Here you go, gentlemen, and remember... You can't escape old Charlie. As the elevator slides down, I'll find you.
Oh God! I've made a terrible mistake.
I kind of like him.
It turns out like we've been searching for the Broad Albion all this time, and it turns out it's just like Camelot. This is a silly place. Let's not go there.
So you guys slide down. He closes the door and fades as he goes down. And it sounds like the elevator goes down and down and down and down. And then you look there, and there is Elmer Lossett standing there. You know, he has a typewriter in front of him. Seems to be typing something up. And he sees you. He's like, gentlemen, welcome back. Elmer Lossett here, general manager of the Hotel Broad Albion.
Yeah.
We spoke early on the phone.
Indeed.
Hank Ellis. Right. You mentioned something. I mentioned, Hank says kind of under his breath, a labyrinth, and you said that you might, we might be able to come to some agreement.
Elmer's whole visage shifts pretty dramatically. He kind of has this kind of very hospitality industry kind of feel to him, as creepy as he is. But when you say this, he kind of bends down, he puts his elbows on the counter, and you just get the feeling that this guy is like, he has the sense of a predator. Like, ooh, he is, like, he just, oh, like, Lord. Like, he, like, you get the sense, like he's a fox, like, he's conniving and dangerous. Like, you get this,
so that's his
feeling
persona.
Of him. That's his persona, it's a fox. He says, "Gentlemen, I'm relieved to hear that you are already acquainted with our own little whispering labyrinth. Have you been?"
I have not.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Have you seen it?
We've seen it.
Are we talking it? About this? Are we talking about the same thing here? Are we talking about the labyrinth or something else?
Are you familiar with the night floors?
The night floors. I can't say I am familiar with the night floors. It's... There was a fellow here, an author. He was writing something. What was his name? Roger.
You know Roger?
Roger! Roger! I have him here in my ledger. Yes, he unexpectedly stayed with us for a time. I think he might still have a room here.
Oh.
It seemed that he was thrust into our own little world here quite suddenly.
Is he still here?
I believe so. I could check the ledgers. You might run into him here in the hallways.
Oh, that
who
would
knows?
Be very awkward.
Oh, not a problem for my heavily armed friends. But back to the fact of the matter. The lab.
I'm gonna shoot straight with you.
As you did on the phone before.
Right.
Yes.
You said the Whispering Labyrinth. We were just given instructions to find this labyrinth, and we have no real idea of what it actually is.
Instructions? You were...
Somewhat.
Well, do you not seek... Do you not seek your bottle?
That too. There were lots of instructions. I didn't want to recite the whole thing to you, but yes, we're looking for those as well.
Okay, I guess see what you're doing there.
It's a bit of a handbook, more than
instructions. Right.
Let me take a screenshot of this thing we call the murder board and show that to you.
Ooh, that is a scary murder board.
You're on it. You look like the murderer.
My God,
there you are.
So, gentlemen, we are... I am also looking for the labyrinth. I am indeed quite interested. It's not often I have someone show up here who is new, anyway, who's so well acquainted. Have you ever seen a bottle? You familiar?
Yeah, we've seen a bottle.
Really?
Smash one.
He puts a hand to his chest and is taken aback. Smashed one?
No, Benedict's a joker. He has a particular sense of humor.
It's a turn of phrase where I'm from.
This is smash the bottle. This is British humor.
They say.
Oh, yes.
It's very dry.
I wouldn't be... I'm unfamiliar with that. Oh, okay. Well,
We'll go ahead, sorry.
But you've seen bottles before, so you must have been to the labyrinth previously.
Time or two.
Oh, excellent. Excellent news. I've been trying to find my way, but every time I always find myself right back here at the hotel. I take a foray every now and then, on my off time, you see. But I always find my way back. It seems to spit you out. It says to expel you. If it's not your proper time or place.
What do you want?
Are you going down to the labyrinth for? Are you looking for your bottle?
Yes, of course.
You're going to make a deal?
I do.
What are you going to do with your bottle? Smash it?
He looks like he might vomit.
I'm just kidding.
My pearls.
Well, I have to find it. I just feel like it would clear some things up, you know? Listen, gentlemen, I would love to help you, but you would need to, I would need some assurances that you would, well, that you would search high and low for my own bottle while you were there. How could I be assured that I could trust you? After all, the way to the labyrinth, even just getting to the labyrinth, is no easy matter.
You want some blood or some shit? Where are you getting at?
what I'm getting at, gentlemen, is I'd like you to do something for me.
I'm sorry.
Ahead of time.
I have a counting problem, and it seems like we're doing two things for you. How does the accounting work out here, Mr. Elder?
Well, Mr. Farthington, I believe. Here's the thing. I know how to get the labyrinth. And this is, again, where that kind of
demure.
Creepy demure comes through. He's like, you say you have two things I want, that you're going to do two things for me. You already have to get to the labyrinth. You are already, I believe, have been assigned to do so by whatever masters you have. You need to find the labyrinth, and you just got here. You have no idea where even the entrance is. I have that. I have that knowledge in spades. So... you'll have to forgive me if I feel like I'm in a bit of a privileged position for negotiation at this juncture.
You know what, Elmer? He looks at the other guys. We're out of here. We don't need this. We can do this by ourselves.
And he kind of chuckles. Well, gentlemen, I wish you the best of luck here at Hotel Broad Albin.
Well,
be safe out there now.
Let me just ask him what...
Oh, don't be hasty, Benedict.
Benedict walks off. But you guys don't have to.
I'm not saying I'm going to do anything for you. Or I'm not going to do anything for you. But let me hear what exactly you like. What are you asking us to do in order for this information about the entrance to the labyrinth?
You hear Benedict in the background. Charlie, tea! It's tea time!
And the party split.
And the party is split. You hear there is as well. I suppose I do need a little bit of help. Something that would do two things for something for both of us. It would show you the way to the labyrinth, and it would get me something that I need. Not my bottle necessarily, but. There's something, some work. You might have heard that I am the general manager of the Hotel Broad Albin. I actually need one of our rooms fixed. One of our rooms is broken. It would be excellent if some enterprising souls might assist me with that.
How's it
broken? How? Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, the room has a tendency to consume its occupants, which is most peculiar. I'm sure we can all agree. But also, no way to run a hotel.
I think we could all agree, not optimal. I
imagine that would lead to a couple bad Yelp reviews.
Yelp has not been invented in my time, but I can agree with you on that. Yes. So it would be, if you could go up to room 830 and look into it for us and see if you can't get it all cleaned out, all fixed up, not eating people anymore. That would be superb.
Well, here's the thing. Can you sweeten the pot a little bit for me? We'll scratch your back if you scratch ours. And here's the thing, Elmer. We're all just playing our parts here. We know it's inevitable what's going to happen. Just help us out. Give us a master key.
Okay. Give me a persuade. Give me a persuade check. Let's see what you can get done.
Come on, Benjamin.
Oh,
21 under 46.
Okay.
Nice.
I think old Elmer is going to chew on that for a minute. He's kind of like looking you up and down. He's like, well, I suppose it would make it easier for you to do what I need done here. All right, Mr. Parts, you drive a hard bargain. He reaches underneath the counter and he pulls out like a pretty large kind of old school skeleton key. He's like, and he hands it to you. And as you go to take it, he kind of holds on to it for a second. He's like, you're going to fix room 830. Right?
Of course. I abide by my bargains.
Careful. You might make yourself a deal with the devil, my son. And he lets go
of the key. Been there, done that, friend.
He lets go of the key. You now have a master key to the Hotel Broad Alba.
Nice.
Excellent. Well played.
Okay, cool. Well, gentlemen, if there's anything else I can assist you with, I, of course, want to help you help me. So, by all means, if there's anything you need, don't hesitate to ask. After all, I am the general manager.
I assume we have a new room.
Yes. Allow me to get you with the lakeside view, and this sickly, toothy smile spreads out across his face. Mm. Lakeside view. Careful. Windows rattle on that side of the hotel sometimes.
Well, this has been most educational.
Enlightening.
even that. Well, we'll get back to you and let you know when we fix that room.
Absolutely. Be careful. It would be a shame to lose some of my newest and most favorite business associates.
Before we leave, there wouldn't happen to be a library in the hotel?
Well, we do have a small library. That's who knows what you might find in there.
Okay, and
there is, of course, the...
Yeah, I assume Bidgie asked.
There's, of course, the dining room, I believe, is connects to the small lounge, smoking lounge.
Okay. Thinking. Okay, but we know where the library is, like, we know how to get there?
He could give you some instructions. He'd be like, right over here on this side of the desk is the dining room.
All right there, Elmore. Seems like we got a pact. I'll get back to you after we get this room situation sorted out.
Excellent. Bye-bye now.
And we...
Away. And scene. Okay, so...
And scene.
So, where are you guys... What are you guys thinking? Are you guys going to have a confab before you head upstairs, or...?
Benedict's sure. By the elevator, yeah. Tapping his foot with his arms crossed. Why'd you take so long? And why didn't you walk off with
Benedict.
Me?
I'm totally on your side. I don't trust Elm as far as we can throw him, but
me neither.
He does have some information.
That's why I left.
He might have some valuable information, you know.
He sucks at negotiating.
One thing I
you
am...
walked away from the table too soon, Benedict. I got this here master key. We can go anywhere we want in the hotel.
Yeah, that was a win.
That's what pretty masterful.
I will not be going to this room fixing without seeing the doctor first, though. I will. What? I do want to make that clear.
Room fixing?
Yeah, there's a room that eats people. We got to sort that out. That's sort of the deal.
No,
yeah,
we're not doing that. No. With that creep. No.
We kind of have to.
What? No, we do not have to. No. We didn't do all that shit for Ed Wurst. We don't have to do anything. We control our own destiny, gentlemen.
I'm sure there will be no consequences whatsoever.
Well, let's think about it, because I do want to find this labyrinth, but let's head to... how do y'all feel about heading to the new room, and maybe the doctor will be there, and we can look around there.
That sounds good.
I want to stop by the library. Usually when we know we're going into situations that could be dangerous, we tend to gun up and body armor and all that shit, but... If we try to fix this room, we're going to be in a different kind of danger situation. It's of an occult nature. I'm wondering if I can find a book in the library that might make some wards, bolster our safety, some occult body armor, so to speak.
I'm down with that.
I don't know what you're talking about, armor. But I love it. Let's do it. Okay. Didn't he mention we had tokens for food that...
He did. He gave you some, like, little kind of, like, almost arcade tokens.
Hmm.
That's kind of what they look like. They're kind of similar to that.
Did he? And he gave it to us, right?
So yeah.
Benedict's going to walk over and say, you there. You very rude person. Bad negotiator.
Elma Lawson.
Yes.
We're back here now.
Where's the token machine and what is it for? What food?
In the dining room.
Is that by the library?
Right this way, on this side of the desk right here, right down that small hallway.
Oh, okay. That small hole?
Hallway?
Oh, that's better.
It's doors are kind of like holes, if you think about it. It's,
Doors are like small holes, I guess.
I suppose.
You've been partially helpful in getting us from A to B. Thank you. Good day.
Mm-hmm. Be seeing you now.
This guy. He's fuming. He's fuming by the time he leaves.
Yeah.
All right, to the luncheon room.
Okay. Yeah, you go into a... You go down a small hallway, and there's a little door there that says dining room. And you see... You were probably expecting something like... You know, like a continental breakfast area, like of a hotel. It's not unlike that necessarily. There is a small area with some big, comfortable, kind of plush-looking chairs, like a fireplace that's burning really low. There are no electric lights in this room, only the light from the fireplace. It has kind of like a musty scent to it, the whole room. And one wall... is covered with what looks like square cubbies. And the cubbies, these little square holes, each have like a little glass door over it. And each one has like a small little slot for coins. and it has prices for food. That is, you can see behind these little doors. You think this must be the automat that Elmer referred to. It appears to be a kind of like a vending machine of a kind.
I'm wondering if I can gain some health back from this vending machine. Is it like video game style?
I don't know. Sure.
You just eat a bunch of cabbages.
Hank will try to buy something. I am a bit peckish. He'll look for a country fried steak.
With gravy?
No.
You want to eat. Plops out. Gravy just.
No. It just has the door and there's like a plate. Like each one of these has like a plate with a piece of food stuck on it. Like it looks fresh for the most part. So you could, if you want to try to find.
Yeah, something sort of like that. And he'll buy one.
All right. Roll me a sanity check.
Oh, what? Okay. For a
roll me a
failure.
All right, lo and behold, a plate with a country fried steak with some white gravy on it. sitting there behind one of the doors. It looks like it takes 3 of your tokens. You have plenty.
Hank can't contain himself. He takes a bite. And
Benedict
out of the door
stands back to
watch. Well, he takes the plate and then eats, you know.
You're gonna put the coins and open up the door. Okay.
Yeah.
As you do, you open up and you can see that as you open up the little door, that on the other side, it looks like that on the back side of this thing, that there's a door that's open from the other side, you would assume, for someone to put the food through. And you hear the unmistakable sounds of a kitchen on the other side, kind of clanging and banging on the other side of this. As you pull out the country fried steak, oh, roll me a D100 real quick, please.
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know. So bizarre. Out of everything we've experienced, this is 63.
Okay. Okay. There are two people sitting in the room. One of them appears to be sleeping, and the other one had their back to you this whole time, kind of facing the fire. You could tell that it was a man. That was all. And the man turns, hearing you begin to... Are you just standing there, scarfing down this...
I think I'll hold it, take a couple bites.
Man turns around, and you hear, "Why don't you take a load off?
What?
Come sit down with your old friend Mark."
Oh. Wow.
I was wondering if he was going to show up.
Hank almost chokes on his food. He's like, come again.
Don't. Come on, get over here, Hank. What the hell happened to you? You look like hell.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Well, it's not like you were shot by an undead, constantly multiplying guy in a trench coat or anything like that. Come on, how crazy could it be?
That's oddly specific.
Oh, you've been there. You've been there before.
Oh, so you've played this operation.
Yeah, I've done Impossible Landscapes a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Mark, it's been...
Art dream, am I right?
It's been a while for us.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
Has it? What do you mean?
He looks around. Is this the smoking lounge?
No, smoking lounge is down the hallway.
When's the last time you saw us? How long's it been for you?
Well, hell, guys, probably what? Several hours? You guys do not look well. Hey, come on and sit down. Bring your disgusting gravy meat over here. And
Hank will sit kind of with
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that I sit next to Mark.
We'll join you.
Benji also sits down.
Who's your friend?
You're
talking about the other guy in the lab.
Well, it's a woman, and she appears to be asleep. And it's like she's
at the dining table.
She's in like one of these big kind of comfy chairs. There is a table as well. Okay. And maybe Mark gets up and comes over and sits at the table. She is she's sitting there. She's sitting there, and you guys notice now that she appears to be maybe kind of like behind the chair a little bit where she's sitting. There appears to be an IV pole. And you can see that she has a drip going into her arm.
Oh my god.
She's an ancient woman. Gray hair, you know, kind of, you know, withered. And she appears to be totally out. She's alive. You can tell she's alive. Meaning she's totally asleep.
Hank, there must be a doctor around. There's an IV.
I was going to say, steal her IV.
I'm sure she doesn't need it. I'm sure she doesn't.
Just take it.
I have a question for Mark. So, Mark, last time we talked, remember we're looking for Abigail?
You're looking for Gail.
That's right. He said she's on the sixth floor. We just talked to the GM down there, Elmore. He said she's checked out.
Has she now? Well, you know, when they go up to the sixth floor, they don't typically come back.
We've been to the sixth floor. We were just up there a couple 20, 30 minutes ago.
Really? Well.
Yeah. 616.
Oh, that's old Linz's room, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know him?
I met him a time or two. Nice guy.
We broke his mirror.
Why the fuck do you break his mirror?
To be clear, Hank broke his mirror.
You have to ask.
Hank! Sounds like Hank. Look at him. Look at him scarfing down.
You know me so well.
It's like he thinks eating a bunch of blocks of cheese is going to give him hit points back. And he's wrong. It's not.
Mark.
So the sixth floor that we went to, is that the same one that Abby went to?
Maybe not. It's confusing sometimes. You know, the floors here. I can definitely find them. I can't always think about them, though. Who knows.
Mark, what do you do here, aside from watching that wretched pornography?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just taking a break, you know. I'm a salesman, you know, Benedict. You know, I just figured I'd take a load off here for a little while. You know, let things cool down a bit.
You're also being chased.
I would not say that.
It's okay. We've all been there, man. That's how we got here.
I don't know what you're trying to say. He kind of straightens his toupee a little bit. He's like,
I don't think we ever asked this. What exactly do you sell?
He gets very serious. I sell, what's that term?
Imports and exports.
I sell peace of mind.
Oh.
I sell a future where you can know that your family is taken care of. Mm. I sell life insurance.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't know if you fellas... Hank, you especially, as far as like you look, you can go at any moment, man. Now, your premiums are going to be...
Benedict.
All right, I see.
Benedict
is nodding. All right, yep. Hank needs some life insurance. ASAP.
So all right, I'm sorry I asked. But yeah, to sum it up, a lot of things have changed, and not so many things changed. We're still looking for Abigail, but... We've been through a hell of a lot, and of recent, our recent venture, well, we've kind of been tasked with stopping this room from eating people in order for old Elmer up there to tell us where the labyrinth is? Does any of this make sense to you?
Mark is just kind of nodding gently, and he turns the other two of you. He's like, Hank is not doing well, is he? Listen, Hank, you know what I think you need, Hank? I think you need some rest. You know? Listen. Come find me at the smoking lounge. Or, you know. And I'll, we can talk about them, but you need some rest, my friend. You need some rest.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
What are you doing right now? Do you want to join us?
To fix a room that eats people? No.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am an NPC.
I can make you a deal, Mark. If I take out a life insurance policy right now, will you come with us?
That is tempting, my friend. Unfortunately, no.
All right.
But listen. You got a friend in old Mark, you know, but let me warn you. You said you were... Did you say you was working for the staff? Is that what you said?
We haven't done anything quite yet to say we're officially working for them, but the idea has been thrown around.
You be careful with old Elmer. He's he's a weird guy. Weird guy.
Can you be more specific?
Listen, I'm not one much to throw judgments around. You know, God knows old Mark isn't the most squeaky clean, you know, guy out there. But, old Elmer and his old lady, they're not, he's a weird guy.
Come on, Mark, we go way back. Come on.
Where can are I going persuade with that, him? Man? Can I?
We already know he's a furry.
Yeah, okay, give me something. Give me your sway. Yeah.
Persuade him. Come on, Mark. That's a failure.
All I'm going to say is
I want to persuade, too. I want to try to persuade, too.
You can take a negative 20.
Okay.
Can we both roll it a negative
20? Success!
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Listen, like you said, most of the people here is on the run from something. Elmer, the things that he's on the run from, I think he committed some crimes against decency, shall we say.
Oh, fuck.
And again, this is Mark talking.
What's the story with Charlie? Guido.
Oh, the elevator guy.
Mm.
I don't know, I never talked to him.
What's... where are you staying?
You must take the stairs.
In my room.
How do you get there?
I take the elevator.
But you don't know Charlie.
No, I don't talk to him.
This doesn't add up, Mark. This doesn't add up.
He's the help. I don't know what to tell you.
That's very dismissive, Mark, but fine.
Eh.
Well, it was good to see you again, Mark. Thanks for the information on Elmer. It will come into the inevitable decision whether we choose to help him or not.
Well, listen, like I said, I'm actually going to go down to the smoking lounge, have a drink, have a finger sandwich, and you guys want to hang out with old Mark, you come down there and catch me, okay?
Will do.
Picks his hat up off the table and puts it on and tips it to you as he leaves. About that time, the woman at the sitting in front of the fireplace, she kind of snorts and kind of comes awake. And She like kind of starts to look like she's going to try to get out of her chair, but she's kind of struggling. She's so frail and so small. She's kind of like, you know, struggling to kind of push herself up. You know, she's like trying to hold herself up on her. Okay. You know, she's like got one hand on the IV pole trying to pull herself up. She's like, oh, thank you.
Where?
Thank you. Such as a handsome, handsome boy.
Oh.
You
are. Do you need some help, ma'am?
Oh, no. I just took a little nap. Little nap.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Benji Potts, what's your name?
Oh, Miriam Darabondi.
Oh.
Oh.
Daughter of Asa?
Oh, no. No, mother. Asa. Have you seen Asa? And she gets very intense with you, Benji. She kind of holds, like, maybe kind of with her little frail hands, kind of grabs your arm. Have you seen Asa? My sweet,
matter of fact, I have.
Where is he?
In a mental institution.
I don't understand. She looks at the other two of you.
Yeah, me neither.
He was getting the pet zoo removed.
He's staying at the hotel. This is his hotel. He built it. Isn't it beautiful? He's such a talented boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They said some horrible things about him, but I know that if I talk to Asa, I will sort it all out.
What exactly were they saying?
That he did something terrible. They are wrong.
You talk about drowning all them kids?
No! No, he did not. He didn't do no such thing.
And she kind of slaps at your hand as hard as she probably can.
No! No, Asa would never.
Well, we'll be sure to tell him that you're down here wanting to talk to him if we run into him.
Tell him that his mother is here. And that I will help him sort out this terrible misunderstanding.
Hmm.
Toodaloo!
What is she?
She just...
She kind of scoots off with her IV pole.
Huh.
Well, that was
weird. What can we possibly... I mean, there's nothing... Is there any question we can ask her that would give us any pertinent information whatsoever?
No. Give me something.
I'm not asking you. I know you're not going to give me shit.
She doesn't know where he is. No. Let's go to our room.
Okay. No, we're going to the library still.
Oh, library. Okay, let's do that.
What if we hold her hostage?
Okay.
For her IV.
Okay, you scoot down to the, you know, nearby, you're like down the hallway a little bit, there's a library. And like, and looking even back down the hallway towards the lobby, it's much longer than it was previously. You know, where previously it was probably 10 meters, now it looks like it might be 50.
Meatball.
No. Beef and cheddar.
Meat and cheddar.
No, steak and gravy.
Steak.
This is a
gravy steak.
Fuck.
Gravy shit. Steak.
As you...
Food.
You guys turn the corner small library.
Oh, did we just
and
get there?
You did. It's right. Just there.
False alarm. Meatball.
You see that it is small, but it is well appointed. It reminds you, it's almost an exact replica. You remember when you went into Michelle Van Fitz's room at night, and it was expansive,
filling up my dreams.
Yes, that's, Benedict gets a sudden rush of nostalgia.
A boner.
Boner.
It's a boner.
This is that library, and there is a woman sitting here.
Is it
she
her?
Looks to be It is not Michelle. It is not Michelle.
My heart.
A woman is sitting here. She looks kind of middle-aged. And she's... she looks like a... like an Ivy League hippie. Like, in that her clothes all looks very good, but it's very hippie-ish. Like, it's very, it's like it's expensive clothes. Like, it's well, very well kept, but it's like got a very hippie-ish kind of feel to it.
Like Johnny Depp.
Like Johnny Depp. Exactly. Very good. And she's sitting there, and she kind of looks up briefly from her book at you as coming in. She doesn't really pay attention. And just eyes kind of go back down. And that's, she's the only other person in here. It's a pretty expansive, if small, like, but every surface, every vertical surface is covered in books.
Well, I guess Hank will do just a straight up alertness roll.
Ooh.
Crit.
Wow.
Many of the books you have seen before, A World Without Doors stands out to you. This woman appears to be reading a book called A Horse in Parts. Whatever the hell that means.
It's a new one.
But something stands out about her. You see that around her neck, circumscribing all the way around, are blue-gray ligature marks. With this crit, you can see that they are the pattern of a, like, industrial knit rope. This woman looks to have been hung recently.
Oh.
Like, these are not scars. This is swelling and bruising.
Jeez.
Interesting.
And maybe Hank, as you're like, as you're kind of, if you're kind of eyeballing her, she might give you another quick glance up. Like,
Hank brings that to everyone's attention and is like,
"Hey guys, check out this lady's neck."
Should we talk to her?
Is she alive?
She's very alive.
Can you be sure?
There's only one way to find out.
Let's poke her. excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
What, Benji Potts? What's your name?
Louise. Louise.
Louise, have you seen Michelle?
Louise, who?
Reggie.
Hasn't Reggie seen Michelle?
I have not. I don't know Michelle.
She kind of clears her throat, like, you know, it's like she's obviously got something wrong with her. She's like,
sorry. No, I haven't seen any Michelle.
Well, we're new here. We're just having a look around. I see you're a fan of literature. We've browsed. They got some of our favorite pieces here. what are you reading?
It's called A Horse in Parts. Listen, I don't really want to, I don't know if there's something you need from me, but I'm waiting for someone, so I'm not really, you know.
Who are you waiting for?
My boyfriend.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Victor.
Oh, Carell? Victor.
Have you seen him?
I was just honestly throwing out any surname that I recognize.
Hold up, Victor Carell's the dude that did the play?
Right,
yep.
And then his girlfriend was, she hung herself, or it was like a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
That's what the police said, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we found this bottle.
Interest. We did.
Do you say that out loud?
No, no, absolutely not.
Okay. If the GM ever asks you.
Yeah.
Do you say that?
Absolutely did not.
Well, we've heard of your boyfriend. We were actually... this is hard to explain. We were looking for remnants of a play he did and kind of ended up here.
He gave me that. Or I gave him the play.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Typical.
I found it. I found it at an estate sale.
Yeah. Huh.
Wait, he didn't write the play. You found it and gave it to him.
Yeah, it's this one here. She reaches on the table and hands you a copy of The King in Yellow.
Are you aware of what happened at this play that he put on?
Well, he hasn't done... He's still working on that stupid screenplay. He hasn't premiered it yet.
She died before that happened.
What?
Hank doesn't say that out loud. Well, I'm sure he'll be here soon.
if you see him, awkward. Send him my way. Tell him I'm waiting for him.
Okay.
Super pissed.
Huh? Is there anything there's got to be something we want to ask her.
I'm drawing blanks.
I don't want to inflame the situation.
Let me go. Well. We kind of new here. We're looking around. Is there anything you can tell us? Have you ventured outside the hotel? Can you tell us anything about the lake outside? We've seemed to got a apartment with a view of it.
There's not a lake.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. There's no lake.
Do you know Abigail Wright? You ever met her?
I don't think so, no. I kind of want to get back to my book.
Yeah. Just humor me. I beg you for one more minute of your time. How about Ace and Darabondi? Any familiarity there?
No.
If I said the word Carcosa, that mean anything to you?
I don't think so. I read that Carcosa. I read it in this play over here.
Right. Well, toodaloo.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a pretty good place for us to go ahead and call it there for today.
On that amazing
cliffhanger.
Jump off point for next time. We are in the library after this awkward interaction with this person.
After this awkward conversation.
Who is unaware that she hung herself.
Idiots stumbling through bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget, I did want to come to the library for a reason.
Oh, like, okay.
I need to make some sort of search roll or a cult roll or like...
Okay. Something.
Okay.
Occult armor. Right?
Yes, we were looking for some occult armor. We didn't ask her about the occult armor. And we also didn't ask you, Dace, about what you wrote down on that pad of paper before I entered the room.
Oh, yeah.
That bit is so dead. Right. I wrote down... I lost the bit. I thought you were going to look into the mirror and see Benji looking back at you.
Oh, yeah.
But
some creepy...
Subverted your expectations.
Creepy zombie version of
you
me.
You certainly did. Well done, Box.
All right.
The whatever lower register you hit there was very nice.
You like that? All right. Everyone, you guys, thank you for playing today. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much for being with us. Tell a friend about us. That's the best way to kind of to help us out. Is just let people know that this story is pretty good and that these jackasses are entertaining.
And good.
And good. Just good. They're just good. They're just great guys.
You know, these jackasses are good.
They're good. If you really like what you hear, you want to get a week early, you want to get the Sandy checks, head on over to our Patreon. It really helps us out. But otherwise, guys, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks, Joe. Thank you. You did a wide range of unique voices for each character that were good.
I don't think we laughed so much.
They were also good.
They were also good, yes. Everyone listening, Pumpkin Cakes said in the chat on Twitch, LOL, Legion of Verticality.
Yes. Should that be our group name?
Legion of Verticality.
Like, Benji, Hank, Benedict.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone listening, Legion of everyone watching, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you coming along on this ride. Guys, thank you again. And
yes, thank you.
Back at you.
And everyone, tune in next time. Tune in next week with us. And remember, everybody, as always, please...
stay safe and stay safe.
You son of a bitch. Bye.
Got him.
How fucking dare you? Oh, man.